Genesis, chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things, that God did prove Abraham, and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, even Isaac, and go into the land of Moriah. And offer him there for a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will tell you of. And Abraham rose early in the morning, and saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place far off. And Abraham said to his young men, You remain here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder, and we will worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. And they went both of them together. And Isaac spoke to Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Look, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, God will provide himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built the altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar, on the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of Yahweh called to him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Don't lay your hand on the lad, neither do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you haven't withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes, and looked, and noticed a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Yahweh Jireh. As it is said to this day, on the mount of Yahweh it will be provided. And the angel of Yahweh called to Abraham a second time out of heaven. And said, By myself I have sworn, says Yahweh, because you have done this thing, and haven't withheld your son, your only son. That in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens, and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your seed will possess the gate of his enemies. And in your seed will all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because you have obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba, and it came to pass after these things, that it was told Abraham, saying, Look, Milcah, she also has borne sons to your brother Nahor. Uz his firstborn, and Buz his brother, and Kemuel the father of Aram. And Chesed, and Hazo, and Pildash, and Jidlaf, and Bethuel. And Bethuel begot Rebekah. These eight did Milcah bear to Nahor, Abraham's brother. And his concubine, whose name was Roimah, she also bore to Baa, and Gaham, and Tahash, and Makkah.